This is the Let's Pretend story of the Magic Carpet of Baghdad.
Come, one, come all the loops, come over here with Let's Pretend. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and wonder why, and do the very end. The joyous story tells you all the truth again. So give another Let's Pretend.
Hello, pretenders.
Hello, Uncle Ted.
Say, do any of you know how to play the flute?
I do, Uncle Ted.
Oh, that's fine, Robbie. Suppose I give you a flute, and you play a tune that you think will make the rope in this basket dance straight up to the sky.
Will do, Uncle Ted, if I can.
Oh, don't worry. It's a magic flute.
Is that how we're going to travel to Let's Pretend?
Yes, Julia. With Robbie taking care of the magic by playing this magic flute, we can all climb up the rope to Let's Pretend. Here's the flute, Robbie.
Here goes!
Okay, everybody, here we go. First your right hand, and then your left hand. Pull yourself up. Robbie, don't you forget to come along. You did such a fine job, we don't want to lose you. The rope is far enough now.
Once upon a time, in the magical land of make-believe, there lived three handsome princes. They were brothers, and their names were Hasim, Ali, and Ahmed. Each of the brothers thought to marry the lovely princess Narunihar. Not even the princess herself could choose between them, and so they all appealed to the wise old king for a solution. Was ever a father so challenged by his own son?
Oh, dear, was ever a girl so flattered?
Oh, Narunihar, I'm the eldest of the three. I'm sure I know more about love and romance. Take me. I could make you happier than Ahmed or Ali.
Don't believe him. Age has nothing to do with love. It's the heart that counts. My heart beats for you alone. Marry me. My brothers will find other princesses, other women will love them, and they will learn to love as they think they love you.
Oh, dear, that's the great trouble. How can I be sure that any of the three of you really and truly love me?
You know I do, Princess Narunihar. I've loved you since we were children.
Ali, do you really love me? Because while I like Hasim and Ahmed deep in my heart, I believe that...
No, Princess Narunihar, don't refuse me.
No, Princess, marry me and be the queen of all India.
May I come in, Princess Narunihar?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. Advise me. Never was a girl so flattered or bewildered. What am I to do?
About what, Narunihar?
About everything.
Oh, silence, my heavens, what gabble. What's this all about, my son?
Never mind.
Ali, suppose you act as spokesman and tell me.
Very well, Father. It's just this. You've told us, all three of us, that we must marry.
True, Ali. It is high time. Well, have you made your choice?
Yes, Father.
We all want to marry the same girl.
Now you can understand why I need your advice.
My word.
I'm the eldest, Father. Isn't it true that I should have preference?
Well, preference has little to do in a situation like this, son. Princess Narunihar, what do you say about all this?
Your Majesty, I just can't decide. That's why I asked you to come in and help me.
Oh, Princess, think of the position I'm in. Here are three fine men, my own sons. I know each one to be honorable, brave, and true. How can I say which is the most deserving of your charming self? Doesn't your own heart tell you?
In a way, it does. And yet, I love them all. I want to be fair and wise. I know how fine they are. And what a fortunate princess I am to have three suitors like these. But I don't know what to do.
Then me, I am the one you marry.
Boys, quiet, please. Well, my goodness. Perhaps I have a plan which may help you to decide. Tell me, do you want to hear it?
Of course we do.
All right. Then. Suppose each of these three, Hasim, Ahmed, and Ali, go in search of some rare and beautiful object. And to him who brings back the most unique gift, to him shall go your hand, Princess Narunihar. Does that meet with your approval?
Yes, I suppose so.
That's a good idea, Father. Let us accept Father's plan. It seems
very fair to me.
And how does it strike you, Hasin and Ali?
I think it is all right, provided, of course, Narunihar promises to wait for our return.
Of course, I promise that, Hasin.
Well, then, if we all agree, shall we start immediately?
Suppose we give you 1 year in which to find your gift. You shall meet at an appointed place and return together. Is that all right?
Yes, all right, sir.
Right. Then come along. We'll plan your journey immediately.
Oh, little princess, how can I leave you? I shall not rest day or night until I see you again.
Nor I, Ali. Oh, dear. I wish I had...
Wish you had what, my princess?
Well, perhaps it isn't fair to say it now, but I wish I had declared my real feelings.
What would you have said, princess? You mean that you really care for me?
Oh, I mustn't. I shouldn't have spoken. That isn't fair to the others. Please, forget what I said.
I'll never forget. You've given me new heart. I shall find the rarest gift, my dear.
Come back to me safely, Ali. And I pray that you will find the gift that will fairly claim my hand. Goodbye.
Goodbye, my princess. My adorable one. Goodbye.
Well, I'm indeed fortunate. Good day to you, little lady.
Good day to you, sir. And why are you fortunate?
To meet so charming a lady at so early an hour.
Oh, but you haven't met me, sir.
Through no fault of mine, fair lady. May I introduce myself? I'm a stranger in a strange land. Can you tell me where there is an inn where I may rest and dine?
Oh, yes. I can tell you many things. For instance, you are one of the brothers in search of a rare and priceless gift. Is it not so?
Well, yes, but how did you...
You are to meet your brothers at the sign of the Dragon Inn, and you have only a short time left in which to find your gift.
You are an enchantress, a crystal gazer. How could you possibly know that?
Never mind how I know. It's all true, isn't it?
All true? What an amazing person you are. As well as a very charming one.
Thank you, sir.
Since you know all that, fair lady, perhaps you can tell me where I can find a gift that will please the princess... The princess... What's happened to me? I can't think of her name. I can only see you. It's as if no other lady ever existed. You have bewitched me.
Really? Then perhaps I'd better refresh your memory. Her name is Narunihar.
You know that, too. Then surely you must know of a gift that I can take back with me. After all, I can't go back without a gift, even though I've somehow lost interest since I saw you here. I don't understand why it should be, but it's true.
Oh, fickle man. However, perhaps someday you will understand. In the meantime, I can give you something very wonderful. It is this apple.
Well... And as a gift from you, it is precious to me. But do you think a princess would consider it worth a year's search and thousands of miles of travel?
She would this one. For you see, Prince, this one happens to be magic.
Magic?
Yes, my friend. This apple heals the sick.
This is indeed a priceless gift. The gift of restored health. What can I pay you for it?
Nothing. It is yours.
Oh, but I couldn't. Why, you haven't even told me your name or where you live. I cannot accept so marvelous a gift without something in return.
Oh, yes, you can accept it. I should be offended if you didn't. As to my name, you may call me Paribanu.
Paribanu. What a charming name. Oh, I must see you again. I can't let you go out of my life.
Oh, don't worry. You'll see me again. Sooner than you think.
But not sooner than I hope.
And now you must take the apple and join your brothers.
A thousand thanks, Paribanu. Let me see you again, please.
I'm sure the fates will see to it that we meet in the near future. Farewell, Ahmed.
Farewell, dear lady.
Good woman. What have you of interest? Nothing ordinary, Margie. Finest is all I'm interested in.
Strange. Stranger, come closer, please. No one must hear me, let them know my secret.
Well?
Suppose I should offer you a gift known only to the ancient Arabic mystics. Are you prepared to pay for it?
40 purses of gold, if it's what I want.
Then look, careful. Passers-by must not see or hear. Here it is.
Why, that's just an ivory tube.
You think so, stranger? You do not know what the Arabic woman Sina offers you. You have not yet examined its true worth. Come, what would you like to see?
My father's face, should I bring home such a simple gift?
Your father's face, eh? Sina, look!
I see my father. In his own room. How can that be? What is this?
I told you. This is the Arabian magic, my friend. You have only to look into it. Wish to see a certain object, and behold, it is there.
Oh, this is indeed the gift that will make Nerunihar mine. Here are your 40 purses. Nay, 50 purses of gold. You have brought me a marvelous gift. And luck as well. Thank you. And farewell.
Ivory trinket for sale. Hand carved ivory trinket.
This is a tapestry, then. Give a look at the coloring. Feel the goods. It's mine.
No, I'm afraid you have nothing here of interest.
Ah, lovely. He tells me I have nothing.
Father, perhaps I can find something here that will interest him.
Tell him something.
Run along, Father.
Aye. He tells me in my whole bazaar there is nothing of interest.
Now, will you tell me just what you're looking for? I'm sure we can find something in the shop for you.
If anyone could, I'm sure it would be you. Well, I want a rare and beautiful gift worthy of a princess. It must be... Oh, jewels like your eyes. I mean, oh, my word, her eyes. What did you say your name is?
I think I know the gift for you. Excuse me a moment. Father?
Yes, lovely.
Come here a minute, please. Stranger, are you prepared to pay for a gift? A very costly gift?
If it is what I want, you may name your own price.
Then, Father, I think I have a customer who will pay for the rug, the carpet we have hidden away. You know what I mean? The very special carpet?
Aye, the magic carpet. This stranger can pay for this?
Magic? You say you have a magic carpet?
Yes, sir. Can you pay, say, 100 bags of gold for it?
Certainly I can pay it. But just what does your magic carpet do?
He is asking. Help me unroll it, lovely. There you are.
Handsome weaving. Lovely texture. But I repeat, what does it do?
Suppose, stranger, you come with me and I will show you.
Willingly. What shall I do?
Oh, lovely. Should you do this? Can I trust this man? After all, we don't know him.
I do, Father. I mean, I'm sure we can. I know he is a gentleman and a man of honor. I shall trust him.
Thank you, lovely.
Stand on the rug with me. That's right. Now, open the door, Father. Now, stranger, where would you like to be?
Where would I like to be? Well, now, I'll play the game with you. I'm a little homesick this morning. If I could be where I could hear the chimes of the cathedral in my own city ring out, I should feel better, I'm sure.
Very well. We go fast and high. Hold on.
Say, what happened? We're rising into the air.
We're going higher.
Oh, this is wonderful. We fly as the birds. And what speed.
We're going to roost on the rug of your soul.
This is truly marvelous. I'm satisfied this is the gift I've been looking for. Let us return to your father. I would buy this magic carpet.
Very well. Here we go. Look out as it turns. Don't fall over.
You look out. The wind will blow you away. Let me hold on to your hand. There. I mustn't lose you. Oh, what a glorious adventure.
Look what he is saying.
Oh, I wouldn't. I told you I would pay 100 bags of gold for it. That is enough.
For a magic rug? I wouldn't think of it. It is worth 10 times that.
Very well, then. I shall find something else. Good day, dear.
Wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. I was only fooling you. Lovelings, a man offers me 100 bags of gold for it, and you stand there? Wrap it up.
It is almost past the appointed hour of our meeting, Ali. I wonder what could have happened to Haseen.
Well, between us two, I really don't know which gift is the more wonderful. Yours is most useful, certainly, when I think of the many people you've healed with that magic apple. I'm indeed grateful it's come into your life. You can do much good with it.
True, Ali, but there are endless uses for the magic ivory tube you have. My word, why don't we use it now and discover exactly where Haseen is?
How stupid of me, Ahmed. Why, I'd almost forgot I had it. Of course. Now then, where is Haseen? Look on it. There's a strange bird flying through the air. It's coming this way. What do you make of it?
Let me see. That isn't a bird. It's a flat thing. It could look like a platform. There's someone on it. Why, it's Haseen. It's Haseen flying on a curious rug of some kind. Look.
And here he is. What magic is this?
Hello. Hello, my brother.
Welcome, Haseen. Haseen, you've brought the strangest gift of all. What on earth is it?
A magic carpet, Ali. It is my slave. It flies like the wind to whatever place I wish to go.
Why, that's wonderful. A priceless possession, truly.
What gifts have you two found?
I have a magic apple, Haseen. It heals the sick. It is never failing.
And you, Ali?
A magic tube of ivory, which enables me to see whomever I desire.
This is indeed a trio of unique gifts. Let me see the tube, Ali. Oh, but what shall I wish to see?
Well, now that we three are together, suppose we ask to see the lovely Princess Nerunihan.
Excellent.
Thank you, Amin. What's this?
Wrong? What is it?
Indeed, there is. It's the bedchamber of Nerunihan.
Oh, pain. Pain, I cannot bear it. Good doctor, help me.
My dear princess, I will try. You must be quiet, your majesty.
Yes, doctor.
Help me lift her head.
Yes, there, Nerunihan. Is that comfortable?
Water. Water, please.
Here, princess, sip this. It will make you better.
Doctor?
Yes, princess.
Is this the end?
We must not so, little princess. We must fight.
I cannot fight any longer. I have nothing to fight with. It is the beginning of the last long sleep, I know.
Please do not talk. Close your eyes and try to rest. The potion I have just given you will help. Do close your eyes and rest.
Oh, I will try.
Your Majesty.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Doctor, can nothing more be done?
Nothing. I have tried everything I know.
How much longer will it be before?
Unless she rallies from the medicine I have just given her, I should say not more than another hour.
Oh, my beloved.
What is it, Ali?
Is something wrong with Nerunihan?
She's dying.
No!
So white and still, the doctor shakes his head. Our father stands weeping into his hands.
Brothers, quickly, on the magic rug. Hurry!
Yes, the magic rug.
The magic rug. With all the speed you have, convey us to the Princess Nerunihan instantly. Hurry, magic rug!
Well, my son, we are no nearer the solution than we were.
But, Your Majesty, the magic apple has healed me. Shouldn't Ahmed be chosen? It was his gift that restored my health.
True, but what good would it have done without the magic carpet that brought him here just in the nick of time?
Well, then, as far as that goes, if it hadn't been for the magic ivory tube belonging to Ali, they would never have known I needed them. Oh, dear.
Well, sons, what shall we do?
Father, why don't we...
Silence! We're right where we were 1 year ago today.
Narunihar, I think you must decide.
And it is even more difficult than it was a year ago. However, this is my decision. Tomorrow, I shall give each one of you a golden arrow. Whoever shoots his arrow the farthest shall have my hand. Is it agreed?
Agreed, fair lady. Tomorrow at dawn. All right, brothers?
Yes, at dawn.
Are you all on the line?
Yes, Father. Yes.
Each arrow is numbered. Hassan is one, Ahmed is two, and Ali three.
Ready, boys? Bows up. Sight. Shoot.
Oh, splendid. How far they've gone. Oh, Hassan, we'll have to use the magic carpet to go and find them. May we?
Certainly. Ali, through the ivory tube, look and see if you can locate any of them.
Yes. Yes, I see the gleam of one in the sun. It's a long way off.
Can you see the number?
Yes, it's marked one. Why, it's right at the feet of a girl. A pretty one, too.
Number one? Oh, that's mine. Let me see. Oh, come on. Get on the rug, everybody.
I'm not so sure I want to try this newfangled way of traveling.
Please hurry. I want to get to my arrow. Ready?
Yes.
Let's go. Hey, careful, Hassan, not to go past it.
Don't worry. I have a special reason for not going past that.
Oh, it's so far below.
There you are, Hassan. We're right over it.
Hold on. We're landing.
I should say she is a pretty girl.
How do you do? Is this your arrow?
Lovelies, how glad I am to see you again. Princess Narunihar, father, brothers, this is Lovelies. It was she who sold the magic carpet to me.
Pari Banu told me to do it.
Pari Banu? Where is she? I know her. You say she told you to sell the rug to Hassan?
Yes, Almond.
Well, this is interesting, and I might say mysterious, too. I'm happy to know you, lovely. But we started out to find the arrows. Yours is first, Hassan. It would seem the others have gone even further.
Yes, and for that very reason, I, at least, am out of the contest. Shall we go on?
By all means. It rests now between Ali and Ahmed.
Please join our party, lovelies. Now that I am out of the contest, I am free to whisper something to you which I've wanted to say since the first day I saw you. Will you come?
Yes, Hassan. I'll be glad to come along.
Hold on.
Here we go.
You know, I'm beginning to like this speedy way of travel. Oh, there goes my scepter.
Let the scepter go, Father. We'll have a brand new one tomorrow.
Don't forget it. A king can't rule without a crown and scepter.
Could anyone shoot an arrow this far? We've gone miles.
Look through the ivory tube, Ellie. Do you see it?
Yes. There's one shining in the sun. It's pinned to a treetop.
Can you see the number, Ellie?
It's number three. That's mine. Descend and get it, please, Hassan.
Careful now, we're making a sharp dip. Congratulations, Ali. No one could have shot farther. Oh, yes, it's yours, all right. Oh, we must have overlooked Ahmed's arrow. It would be impossible to have gone farther than this.
Yes, I agree with you. Very well, then. It would seem that Ali has won the hand of Princess Narunihar.
Oh, my dearest love, will you make me the happiest man in the world? Will you be my queen to love always?
Yes, Ali. And I'm glad you won, for I love you most of all. Forgive me, Ahmed and Hassan, but I must say what's in my heart.
I understand.
Of course you must.
Bless you, Narunihar and Ali. You are indeed fortunate.
May I join your party?
Pari Banu, where on earth did you drop from?
I've been waiting for you, Ahmed. Greetings, Your Majesty.
What's happening here? Who is this little lady, Ahmed? How does she know me?
That's what I want to know, Father. This isn't the first time she's mystified me. And look, she has the arrow that I shot.
Oh, yes. I forgot to tell you. I was waiting for that, too.
Who are you, Pari Banu?
Let me tell them, dear friend. Pari Banu is the good fairy of our kingdom. She's endowed with magic power because of her great kind heart and her loving, generous spirit.
She told me to sell the rug to Haseen. She told me all of what happened. That's why I'm here. That's why Haseen's arrow fell at my feet.
Well, I'm practically speechless. Why did you do all this, Taribanu?
That is what I most want to hear, too.
Your Majesty, if you will allow me to speak frankly and forgive what might seem unnamely. You see, I have always been in love with Ahmed.
Taribanu, is this true?
I love you, Ahmed. I love dear little Narunaha, too. I knew she really loved Ali, but because of her sweet nature, she was reluctant to hurt either Haseen or Ahmed. And so I carried the arrow away with me until the Princess Narunaha would declare her true feelings. Then, when she and Ali were betrothed, I came back. And here I am.
Oh, my, it's all very wonderful, and there seems nothing left for me to do but give you all my blessings.
And, Father, if Loveleaves will consent to have me, will you make it 3 blessings instead of 2? Will you, Loveleaves?
Yes, Haseen.
Then there you are. Instead of 1 wedding, we'll prepare for 3.
And now, on the magic carpet, everybody, and we'll fly through the clouds to the tip of the rainbow for our nuptial feast. Ready?
Let's go!
Hold on, everyone! This thing goes fast! I like it! I like it! Bless you! Bless you! Here goes my crown!